This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Don't make things hard on yourself, and you did.
And I know that they feel that Mike White was, oh, no, we're good, we're in. You know, finishing 8-10 in your conference record, that certainly is a feather in your cap, and they finished one of the best teams in the league. Big win over Florida. But you know what? You never want to exit out the first game you play in the tournament up in Nashville.
Selection show is 6 o'clock on Sunday, and that's when the dogs will find out, just like everybody else. But, yeah, right now I just need to see what else happens around the country with some of these teams that are on the bubble. And again, some of the resumes, and this is what Mike and I are not doing right now because, again, we're waiting to see. Mm-hmm. But whose resume matches Georgia? And then by the end of their conference tournament, what looks better? Mike, if a team goes on a run that Georgia is possibly on the bubble with, and at the end of this weekend, their resume, they have two more wins over maybe ranked teams, you know, and they went on a run, you're letting them in over Georgia? Of course right. You are.
Right now, the last team in is North Carolina taking on Wake. We're watching them on TV. First team out is Texas. Number one, of course, is Auburn. But as we said, Georgia.
Texas is playing A&M today. They're going to lose.
Yeah. And Georgia, as we said, they've got them as a 9 seed taking on number 8 Memphis. But again, that's Lenardi is darn well, you know, like bulletproof with this stuff. But it would be interesting to see if there is some pushback from members of the committee about 13 SEC teams being in.
It's going to be a lot. Hey, 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We got a lot more to get to. Joe Patrick's on the way in less than 6 minutes. Stay right there. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Mike, all this hype yesterday with the pro day. They going to draft a dog?
Well, I mean, look, if you wanted to send a message to your fan base, I mean, basically you brought an entire busload of executives to look at the Georgia Bulldogs. After years
of... Exit the bus, gentlemen!
I didn't mean to... And by the way, for anyone who's listening in Flowery Branch, I know I'm always in hot water up there. I didn't mean to say that...
I wonder why.
I didn't mean to say that you were...
When you say things like
I hate Greg.
I never said that. I wonder why. Now,
when I said yesterday that they look like clowns getting out of the Volkswagen at the circus, I didn't mean they are clowns. I'm just comparing them to when you see the endless amount of clowns coming out of
reference?
A small car at the circuit. No, when you see like a lot of people getting out of a small vehicle.
So they don't have big red noses.
No. That's it. Knock, knock. No, I'm not saying that. Big feet. It was
big shoes.
Perhaps it was a bad visual. That I know that's going to get back to them. But no, I was not inferring that the general manager and the executives were clowns.
Were you inferring?
No, I should have said they had a group discount. Like that seemed like when everyone shows up at Elliot Gould's house at Ocean's 11.
Oh, good call.
Would you guys get a group discount?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good call. Okay. That's what it might have looked like yesterday when they got out.
But again, it's overkill. It's window dressing. But it's to give you, the fan... Because some fans didn't realize, you know, I've been saying for years, you know, the amount of Georgia Bulldogs have been drafted by this franchise historically, going back to 1966. It's insane. You know, you'd think that, you know, in the old days, especially when you think of how it was in the 60s and 70s, how territorial teams were anyway,
sure,
and how they drafted.
That's true.
Then, you know, you used to have like 17 rounds. The laws of average would say, yes, you'd be able to perhaps have more Georgia Bulldogs. But then this most recent, like, 3-4 years, everybody... looking at what the Eagles do, but other teams, you know, other good teams have put Georgia Bulldogs in their on their roster. We just, for some reason, it just never happened that way for the Falcons.
So they've never, I'm talking about the Falcons, and I'm going to read what Kirby said.
And we're talking the top picks. We're not talking sixth, seventh, fifth round. We're talking the top picks.
But since 1966, to your point.
Highest Falcon draft pick is Akeem Dent, third round.
Okay. They've never selected a first or second round player. That's what we're talking about. Okay. So it's not as if they've never had a dog. We know that's not true. But we're talking about investing high draft picks, and that's just something that hasn't happened. I got asked this question yesterday, matter of fact, last night at the arena with somebody that was listening to the show, and they said, so does this mean they're going to draft a dog? No. But here's the thing. I don't know where else they're going to send this many people to any other pro day.
Right.
Are they going to send this many people to the LSU pro day?
Alabama?
Are they going to send this many guys down to the Florida Pro Day? I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to see that. And, Mike, that makes you feel like, oh, wow, they're invested, so they're going to obviously probably take a dog. But I don't think we're going to see this kind of contingent anywhere else for the Falcons. They will have representation like everybody else. There'll be two or three guys, just like normal, at these Pro Days, not 15.
No, and as we talked about with Rusty Manziel, you know, you go back a couple years, it just so happened that they were a little preoccupied looking for Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, and again, I still think that came from Arthur Blank. I still think, and I know that D-Led said no, it didn't, but he said that the reason we did two quarterbacks is Raheem wanted Kirk, and that obviously the coach and the general manager thought that, you know, Michael Penix was the guy. But either way, I think Arthur does. I thought I will put that on Arthur Blank's shoulders, the Deshaun Watson thing, but that was kind of funny how you had nobody, you know, at least your top executive's not there 2 years ago, which kind of, or 3 years ago, raised some flags.
That's when they were really good, right?
Well, they have been consistently good.
No, I mean like national championship.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. I mean, when you start talking about 3 years ago.
Well, I mean, again, maybe it's cheaper to get a flight to Montana than it is to drive over to Athens.
Well, I guess they found that out yesterday. Let's talk about what Kirby said, because he's setting the tone for the season. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike asked about the spring. He said, I want to see the fire, the passion, the energy. I want to see who wants to be a good football player, who really cares about the game. You know what he's saying, right?
Right.
I don't care what your NIL is. And then he said it. They care more about the game. I want to see the guys that care more about the game than they do their NIL revenue streams. I mean, really, really, really care about the game. Kirby's right, but this is setting the tone. And if you don't think he said this to the guys before they hit the field in their first spring practice earlier this week, you're crazy. Because this is exactly why he sets his teams apart from other teams. It's not about, oh, such and such is making $3 or $4 or $5 million, whatever the number is. It's who has the fire, the passion, and the energy, Mike, to go out and practice the way we need to over the next 15 practices and then show me what you've got to make this team and be a starter. I love this. I don't know what Georgia's going to look like. My guess is they're going to still be really good. But to your point, you've been saying, are they going to be good up front? That I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we spoke with Seth Emerson. You know, there's no moves on the coaching staff. And we later found out that before last season began, Kentucky or somebody else was sniffing around Mike Bobo, so they gave him a bump up in his salary. But, you know, the offensive line has been – it was just an average offensive line. It wasn't a great offensive line. And you said it, their inability to be one of the top running teams. That's always been a Georgia calling card, regardless of what your quarterback does. Not having a balanced attack like we thought. Not utilizing Trevor Etienne. That kind of gets you into more play calling than execution. Either way, that's got to be better this year. You know, and that's one area where I think if you feel this correlation with not having as good coaching when it comes to your O-line, but Kirby would not sign off on that. You're going to hear his comments with Steak and Rusty coming up at 5:20.
I didn't ask Seth Emerson this, but I know that he discussed it in his article where he talked about the closeness between Bobo and Kirby. And I'm not for any reason saying that you don't make a decision based on what's best for the program. You know, if he needs to go, he goes. But when you hire really close friends, Mike, it makes it more difficult. And these guys are really close friends.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They played together. They coached together. Matter of fact, for those who don't know, Bobo's son is the center now of the Dogs. I mean, there's a lot going on for you to just say, well, just let him go. I'm not saying he wouldn't, but the relationship does matter.
Well, I mean, think about this. You got four starters from an offensive line that no one, it was a Georgia fan, would consider as one of the best offensive lines Georgia's had. So you got guys that are now stepping in this year that weren't good enough to beat the guys out who weren't that good last year. So that's the concern. Hopefully, I mean, like, guys grow and they get bigger and they hit the weights and everything else, and I get it, you can coach them up. But that's a concern. But all the things that you're talking about, everything you want to do, everybody wants, you know, Madden game. Everybody wants, you know, they want to see the big passing. They want to see, you know, 400 yards of this and that. But it all starts in the trenches. If you can't protect Gunnar Stockton, you can't run the football for Frazier, you know, make those holes, then you're going to be grinding like you were last year at times.
404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you about the Dogs as we continue to talk about spring ball and the pro day that went down yesterday. And you'll hear from Kirby Smart, as we mentioned, literally about an hour from now, coming up on the show, as Kirby stopped by the steakhouse today. But, yeah, that relationship with Bobo, it goes back a long way.
Right. I mean, it's marrow deep, that relationship sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, he was tight with James Cooley as well, but he also...
Yeah, but Cooley, I mean, I think even that just did not play out like it should have. Cooley, remember, that was a Sam Pittman, right? Wasn't that the Packers?
It deal? Was. Was right. It 1 year he was here?
Oh, that was Chaney. That was Chaney.
Chaney.
That was Chaney.
That's Chaney, yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.